Chapter 171. It was a troubled dream, said Richard, clasping both my guardian's hands eagerly. Nothing more, Rick, nothing more. And you, being a good man, compassionate as such, and forgive and pity the dreamer, and be lenient and encouraging when he wakes? Indeed I can. What am I but another dreamer, Rick? I will begin the world, said Richard with a light in his eyes. My husband drew a little nearer towards Zada, and I saw him solemnly lift up his hand to warn my guardian. When shall I go from this place to that pleasant country, where the old times are, where I shall have strength to tell what Zada has been to me, where I shall be able to recall my many faults and blindnesses, where I shall prepare myself to be a guide to my unborn child, said Richard. When shall I go? Dear Rick, when you are strong enough, returned my guardian. Ada, my darling. He sought to raise himself a little. Alan raised him, so that she could hold him on her bosom, which was what he wanted. I have done you many wrongs, my own. I have fallen like a poor stray shadow on your way, I have married you to poverty and trouble, I have scattered your means to the winds. You will forgive me all this, my Ada, before I begin the world? A smile radiated his face as she bent to kiss him. He slowly laid his face down upon her bosom, drew his arms closer round her neck, and with one parting sob began the world. Not this world, oh, not this. The world that sets this right. When all was still, at a late hour, poor crazed Miss Flight came weeping to me, and told me she had given her birds their liberty. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.